So talk about a case study for Crosstex's closed circuit RO trademark X0. This is an advanced closed circuit RO system that uses a small bleed to give some dynamic nature to the operation to allow adjustability real time and ongoing over the life of the equipment to allow the customer to meet their energy, chemical, and water recovery goals. So a major Wisconsin dairy is interested in bringing ESG to their production so as to meet customer demand. This is a common theme developing in the industrial water space. This particular customer looked at their options and looked at focused on displacing their well water intake into their process. The site then opted to reuse of wastewater that was already a product from their membrane bioreactor process on site. They also decided that the quality of the water they would reuse was 100 to 200 gallon per minute. The quantity of water they'd reuse was 100 to 200 gallon per minute, and that the quality of water that they would reuse would be a non-food contact and non-potable service. In so doing, they limited their permitting or regulatory framework requirements for this particular project. So in this particular case, the water that was selected, although very low in suspended solids, as it came through a UF membrane from the MBR, it did have significant challenges in scale and, of course, some residual organic content that's pretty typical in many bioreactors on industrial sites. To do any sort of recovery above, say, 30 to 50%, the customer needed to add acid as well as anti-scale into the water, and in fact, it could have been as low as 20% depending on the scale projection used. And so there's certainly a bunch of chemicals involved. And when you add the amount of acid required to achieve a practical recovery, the customer also had to consider caustic use on the reuse water to raise the pH to a reasonably acceptable level for reuse, albeit non-food contact or non-potable service. So Crosstex assessed the project and presented a Xero as an option to consider ways of reducing the operating costs for achieving their ESG goals. And a 4-inch pilot was contracted with the end user to prove our concept out based on Xero. So here is a typical Xero case ran throughout the pilot. This particular slide shows different runs in series. As you can see, there's slight differences between each cycle, which is attributed to perhaps feed change, to perhaps some fouling or scaling. But in general, these curves are very repeatable, stable, and show that the process was performing well in managing scale and fouling. Data from the run show a pretty good removal of TDS and met customer goals, and a pretty good recovery in the area of 85.3%, which was around the target of the customer, which is looking for about 80 to 90% recovery for the project. The design was then focused on 85% recovery, and for the customer's plant, integration was considered as taking feed out of the MBR, taking the minimum required feed to generate the minimum required permeate for reuse, and the reject was then recycled back to the MBR, blended in with the existing effluent, and discharged through the regular route. In so doing, no major impact was made to the effluent quality, and no discharge permit impacts were seen. The slide shows a comparison between a conventional RO and the Xero design at the same recovery. And it's pretty clear to see that with Xero, you can mitigate some of the chemicals required by operating in a cyclic manner from the low recovery at the start of the cycle to the high recovery at the end of the cycle and manage the customer's operating costs in such a manner. So in practice, less acid, less anti-scalant, less caustic post-RO results in a lower operating cost for the customer. It's also worth mentioning that because of the use of fewer chemicals in the process, the effluent quality, because you don't dose caustic into it, in the Xero case, you can have a better quality with respect to TDS. And in general, when Xero runs up a curve, the average permeate quality is better than, say, a consistently high recovery process operating in a single operating concentration of 85% recovery, giving a lot of benefit to the customer in their process. Taking the data from the pilot, we did an economic assessment of a conventional 85% RO and a Crosstex Xero 85% process system, Both with the same number of membranes, both with the same element replacement cost, same chemical cost. Effectively, what you see is a similar, it's a capital cost system, seems to give you about a 91% saving from the Xero operating protocol. Well, I'll be the first to say that this is a particularly impressive case. And it's really got to do with the need for ACID to achieve the recovery. Of course, if you dial down the recovery, you can get a lower operating cost for both systems. But still, there's a significant amount of savings from Xero. And this particular customer could well run the Xero system at 80% or 75%, ultimately still achieving ESG goals. But as we expand the volume of water used for Naro, the low recoveries do hurt you and give you fewer options for ultimately achieving larger and larger goals, which is what we want to do in the ESG space. So looking at the table from the top to bottom, the power cost is pretty similar, slightly less for Xero. That's because you run up a curve and don't operate at the end point as in the case of a conventional RO. In terms of the pre-treatment savings, well, they're the same. That's the cost of treating well water to the same for reuse instead of treating wastewater. So we take the same savings for both systems. Operation times, number of days per year provided by the site, and it's pretty similar, of course, for the two systems. We're not allowing more or less CAP time at this point in this level of detail, on this level of detail in the analysis. In terms of anti-scaling cost, there is a larger anti-scaling cost for Xero in this particular case, because we opted to go with anti-scaling rather than acid in terms of mitigating scale over the runtime. And that's a conscious choice because the cost of acid is pretty significant in this process. And so that's an option you can exercise with Xero where you cannot do that. You cannot do that with a conventional system. So by doing that option, we also reduce the need for caustic in the Xero system because you don't have a drop in pH. And the pH as received is sufficiently sufficient pH for use directly. So those are the two major savings in the projects. The power is a much smaller saving. In terms of membrane life, again, we're operating Xero at an average of 85%, but we started, you know, as received water and run up to about 88% during a single batch run. And so ultimately, your average fouling condition, your average cleaning frequency is much better, much preferred for the membrane life. So we started off with a 2.5 versus a 2-year life for the conventional. And that's the basis of that particular line, the membrane life. And then so you can determine membrane annualized replacement cost from that, and you can get some of the savings from Xero quantified through that. In terms of monitoring, yeah, Xero is a fairly novel process, right? And so we're not going to pretend that we know every single thing about it. However, we have a live monitoring system that checks each cycle and adjusts as needed, and also sends us warnings so we can support our customers as they go through this process of getting the best value from their RO system. So in all, that lands at to be a operating cost of about $4.34 per 1,000 gallons for the RO conventional design, and then 38 cents for the Xero. So unquestionably, Xero is a preferred option. The customer wants to make sure they can get all the benefits of Xero and are just, you know, discussing ways of implementing this process in a way that gives them comfort that they can achieve those goals. But there's a huge margin between those two technologies, which is a benefit to the customer, and lots of room for, you know, a sort of learning while still achieving significant savings. It's important to note that the primary goal of the customer was to reduce water withdrawals from the freshwater reserve, which is a 43 million gallon per day minimum saving at the minimum flow rate of the project. It's expected that the project will at least be double, maybe triple that flow rate. So you could see in excess of 100 million gallons of freshwater withdrawal reduction for this particular site. And that should be a significant improvement over the current site's ESG water cycle or water footprint, reducing the amount of water used per gallon of milk or pound of cheese produced by the site. There's amazing flexibility, of course, with Xero that can come with it. You can turn the recoveries down. You can adjust the recoveries from day to night when the power savings, if you want to improve your power savings by running high recoveries in the evening. you can certainly pick up fouling rates from the shapes of the curves and avoid cleaning or clean only when necessary rather than on schedule and get a sort of notification. There are many features from Xero that also will come to bear in the project. And you can also push for higher recovery with more anti-scaling and so forth. One point to note about Xero, that's perhaps not called out very closely here, is that clearly here is that Xero does offer you, it does offer you the opportunity to implement the controls and the features of Xero on an existing two-stage RO system. So with Crosstix's approach to ESG, we don't need to sell capital equipment to our customers. We are happy to sell you a license to use these Xero features on your existing equipment to make sure you can get the benefits without having to spend new capital on a piece of equipment. So please contact Crosstix, talk to us about what we can do with your existing RO to get some of these major savings that some of our customers are seeing and is covered in this particular presentation. info@crosstix.com, info@crosstix.com, crosstex.com. Thank you for your time, and I hope this presentation was informative.